Next is a letter to Dr. Banzel, copy letter to Dr. Biswas, as we get impatient. Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T, last name Magoo, M-C, capital G-O-U-G-H. Date of birth is 10-17-1931. Dear Dr. Banzel and Dr. Biswas, two separate letters. At the pleasure of the impatient Albert Magoo in the office on 1-24-2013. Could I recall, this is a 81-year-old Caucasian male, and this is seen by myself at Service and Health Center on 2/27/2008 for evaluation into a respiratory period. Presented with URI type symptoms with shortness of breath, fevers, chills, exertional dyspnea, diaphoresis, and a non-productive cough. Pre-ultimately presented to Service and Health Center, was noted with evidence of congestive heart failure, well, pneumonia. Echocardiogram showed cardiomyopathy. Pre-anyone with debilitating cardiolite noted to be abnormal as advised for corneal angiography. Pre-initially wished conservative therapy only and was discharged home in stable condition. Pre-ultimately underwent corneal angiography showing three vessel coronary disease and the underwent coronary bypass surgery. Period. Been sentinel case follow-up, last follow-up on 12/18/2012. Per last function study was a debating stress coronary on 8/24/2011. Noted to be negative for inducible ischemia. Per at that time, his cardiomyopathy appeared resolved with LVEF at baseline of 50-55%. Period. Patient suffered no increase in exertional dyspnea as well as edema. Per statin is Roxlin. However, noted worsening renal function. Period. Is advised for nephrology evaluation. Period. His last seen follow-up on 12/18/2012. Period. Patient ultimately presented to Service and Health Center approximately 4 weeks later with increasing shortness of breath and noted with pericardial effusion required thoracentesis. Period. He presents a follow-up period. His breathing is stable. Periodizing chest discomfort, say, shortness of breath, rest, nausea, and diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitations, syncope, near syncope, without a PND, single exertional dyspnea. Period. His weight is stable. Period. Pergraph on physical exam. Vitals follows. Heart rate is 72. Rest rate of 14. Blood pressure 110/54. Weight is 184 pounds. Height is 5'8". Period. HE&T is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors noted. Period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With 2/6 is documented per no S3S for noted per PMI is not displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, pause, bowel sounds period, extreme horn dry without cyanosis or pallor period, is 1 plus pedal edema period, pulse are intact, times 4 extremities per paragraph, impartial congestive heart failure is improved. Number 2, coronary disease test, plus coronary bypass gas 30, next number skin cardiomyopathy by history period, LVF noted to be improved, next number pericardial atrial fibrillation present normal sinus rhythm, next number myomyotic regurgitation, slash tricuspid regurgitation, next number moderate pulmonic insufficiency, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hyperlipidemia, next number renal insufficiency. Recommendation, one patient increases Lexis 40 milligrams BID for 3 days and then resume 40 milligrams daily. Number 2, he's otherwise continued coronary records approved in my case. Patient, next number patient call with status 1/28/2013. Next number patient otherwise follow up in 1 month or prior as needed. Prepare, thank you much for allowing me to appreciate care of this patient. Question concerns, please know that to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William Gell at Commodale.